This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, January 27th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Trump visits California, calls for reforms, latest tariff target, and USDA internal watchdog caught in firings. Trump and Newsom show some unity in Los Angeles. After months of contentious back and forth, President Donald Trump and Governor Gavin Newsom met briefly in Los Angeles Friday as Trump toured fire zones. The president promised a permanent fix so such wildlife destruction can't happen again and committed to collaborate with Newsom to get it worked out. The governor shared appreciation and stressed the state needs federal assistance. Trump then doubled down on his water points in meeting with state Republicans and Louisiana and Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass. He pledged to send hundreds of millions of gallons of water to Southern California with unlimited water from as far away as Canada. Farmers, he explained, would be able to plant all of their acres after years of partial fallowing. He criticized the Water Board's urban water conservation goal as well. With wildlife prevention, Trump suggested California rake the forest, recalling a frequently ridiculed comment from his first term. He also called for overriding the California Environmental Quality Act and the Coastal Commission to rebuild homes. Trump vows tariffs in spat over deported migrants. It's week two of the new administration, and President Trump has picked an unlikely target for his first trade war. Trump announced yesterday that he would immediately impose 25% tariffs on Colombia after that country blocked two military deportation flights from the U.S.-Colombian president, Gustavo Petro, quickly responding that he was raising tariffs on U.S. exports. Colombia imports more than $1 billion of U.S. corn annually, a larger volume than Canada, making it the fourth largest export market for U.S. corn producers. As of last night, there had been no official U.S. order on the implementation of new tariffs. Now, take note, Americans could feel the impact of stiff tariffs on Colombia. It accounts for 27% of unroasted U.S. coffee imports in 2023, the largest supplier of cut flowers, a hot commodity with Valentine's Day around the corner. U.S. Energy Information Administration data shows Colombia also supplies around 4% of U.S. crude imports. You can read the full story at AgriPulse.com. Trump cans IGs, including USDA's Fong. Trump has fired 18 inspectors general at federal agencies, including those at the Departments of Agriculture, Commerce, and Health and Human Services. Phyllis Fong had been in her position at USDA for 22 years. In October, she launched a probe into the Food Safety and Inspection Service handling of violations at Boar's Head following a listeria outbreak that killed 10 people. Trump's action may have violated the Federal Inspectors General Act. Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa told government executive that the 30-day detailed notice of removal that the law demands was not provided to Congress. "I'd like further explanation from President Trump," Grassley said. The chair of the Council of Inspectors General on Integrity and Efficiency said the firings are illegal. "At this point, we do not believe the actions taken are legally sufficient to dismiss presidentially appointed Senate-confirmed inspectors general," Hannibal Mike Ware wrote to the White House Director of Presidential Personnel. Ware was the IG at the Small Business Administration. Trump told reporters on Air Force One Saturday the firings were a very common thing to do, according to press reports. However, it was the first time since 1981 when Ronald Reagan dismissed all 15 inspectors general that any president had taken such sweeping action. Since the dismissals by Reagan, practice has disfavored removal of IGs during presidential transitions, the Congressional Research Service said in a report updated in May. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Whole milk bill reintroduced in the House and Senate. A bipartisan group of senators and House members has reintroduced legislation to allow whole milk to be served with school lunches. USDA regulations currently require milk to be fat-free or low-fat, can also be flavored or unflavored. The Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act of 2025 would allow schools to offer students whole, reduced-fat, low-fat, and fat-free flavored and unflavored milk. Further, USDA may not prohibit a school participating in the program from offering students any of these milk choices, according to a summary of the bill from the previous Congress. The bill's sponsors, Representatives Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania, Kim Schreier of Washington, Senators Roger Marshall of Kansas, Peter Wiltz of Vermont, Dave McCormick of Pennsylvania, and John Fetterman of Pennsylvania. Here's today's final word. Our democracy is under attack from evil people at the federal government. That Max Gomberg, who rose to fame in 2022 after resigning from the State Water Board in protest of Governor Gavin Newsom's endorsement of the voluntary agreements pathway for the Bay Delta Plan. Gomberg, a mid-level manager at the time and not involved in the negotiations, had criticized the approach as based on a foundation of racism and violence. His tone was unchanged on Thursday when he phoned in a board hearing to again blast the VAs along with the Trump administration on behalf of the Shingle Springs Band of Milwaukee Indians. Here's a correction. It's billion, not million. AgriPulse was slightly off last week by a factor of 1,000 and reporting the $50 million Trump resistance fund the legislature approved last week. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, January 27th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.